Welcome back one more time now on Inside Agriculture. After staying in the low to mid 60 per barrel range for the past several weeks, oil prices jumped north of 70 thanks to back and forth airstrikes between Israel and Iran. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com said this is the latest in a long list of issues that investors have had to digest this year, including tariffs, trade wars, and the Russia-Ukraine.
There's been headlines in the Middle East really for the last couple of years as well. In addition, OPEC increasing oil production, just a lot of different factors that could weigh and offset on oil markets globally. So there really has been quite a busy time for oil and energy markets to digest all of the various news that's emerging.
DeHaan pointed out that oil prices dipped about 5% after Monday's initial price jump. Does that mean consumers will see elevated prices?
Gasoline, diesel prices remaining at some of the lowest levels for this time of year in several years, but there likely will be some impacts to gas prices and diesel in the week ahead, as the jump in oil from last week is started to be pushed down to the retail level. But those increases likely will be limited, with oil prices now showing a big decline today of nearly 4%. So any increases that motorists and consumers of diesel will see here in the next few days will likely unwind as we get closer again to July 4.
DeHaan added that while a host of variables remain, he expects oil prices to return to their mid-60 per barrel range. Washington State's agricultural industry faces so many economic and regulatory challenges, but some important changes could ease the pressure. Pam Lewison, Ag Director at the Washington Policy Center, says the first is holding legislators accountable. Recent legislation has made it extraordinarily difficult for farms to operate.
So much so that we lose 2 farms a day every day, which is something that we should be seriously concerned about as a state. Our agricultural community is in free fall.
Lewison says Washington's ag overtime law putting many people out of work.
We have the single most restrictive overtime law in the country for overtime pay in agriculture.
Other states that have passed ag overtime laws have reasonable workarounds.
Whether it is that farms can apply for a tax rebate to recoup some of their expenses so that they can afford to pay overtime, or overtime doesn't kick in until you hit 50, 60 hours, or there is some sort of seasonal exemption that allows you to declare, you know, this is my harvest window. And so during this time frame of 12 or 16 weeks or whatever it might be, this is seasonal exemption. And the rest of the time we are constrained to this white collar schedule.
Time's up for Inside Agriculture on this Juneteenth holiday. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the radio.